So our group did a study comparing cesarean rates in birth centers and in hospitals. So briefly, birth centers are non-hospital facilities that are designed to provide prenatal and birth care to low-risk, medically low-risk women. They are not hospitals. It's not the labor and delivery unit within a hospital, but administratively and physically separate from hospitals. They do have standards that are set by the American Association of Birth Centers. Nationwide, we've seen growth in the number of birth centers throughout the country over the last 30 or 40 years. And I think the most current count is someplace around 400 birth centers in the country, but this compares to about 5,000 hospitals that are providing birthing services. Characteristics of birth centers that distinguish them from hospitals are that they are, again, administratively separate from hospitals. They're staffed by midwives and not physicians. They do not have in-house anesthesia services, so they do not have the capability of doing cesarean sections on site, nor do they have the capability of providing heavy-duty anesthesia for pain control. They tend to focus on low-tech, highly personal, highly individualized personal support in the care all the way around. So an example of that is that continuous fetal monitors with the straps and the belts and the machines don't exist. Instead, personal attention's paid by the midwife and other care providers in the birth center, and heartbeats are checked intermittently. That being said, they are set up to handle basic emergencies and to get people transported to hospitals should that be necessary in labor. So basic trained staff, emergency medications, equipment, and pre-existing arrangements for transfer to hospitals are all part of the picture. Why do we care about cesareans? Well, I think our first presenter mentioned that the normal blood loss with a cesarean is 1,000 cc's. That's considered not a hemorrhage. The normal blood loss with a vaginal birth is considered about 500 cc's. So even if there's no hemorrhage, the blood loss is already much higher with cesareans. That, in addition to that, the risk of a hemorrhage is also higher with a cesarean. Obviously, this is major abdominal surgery. We've got sharp objects in the abdomen, and there's the possibility of injury to internal organs. The risk of infection is much, much higher with a cesarean birth compared to a vaginal birth. There's more readmissions for mothers, greater resource utilization. The risks for newborns compared to those for mothers are much less, but there are still some risks for newborns, including respiratory complications, lifelong allergies, and breastfeeding problems. So obviously some amount of cesareans are important and necessary and actually benefit moms and babies, but we don't exactly know where that number is. What we do know is that over the last 40 or so years, the incidence of cesarean has just really skyrocketed, and the health and well-being of babies has not. It's improved a little bit. Some of that maybe have something to do with increasing cesarean rates, but nothing like the proportions we see. So around 1970 and in the late 60s, cesareans happened at about a little less than 5%. By 10 years later, they had tripled. By the 1990s, they were floating in the low 20%, and throughout the 2000s, we saw a really rapid escalation in cesarean rates, about 60% increase from around 22 or 3% up to the current rate, which is floating around almost one out of three women delivered by cesarean in the United States. So the research on birth centers has mostly been descriptive in the United States. Again, we're talking about maybe 400 birth centers in the whole country. They tend to be rather small, entrepreneurial, mom-and-pop operations collecting data, and certainly the kind of data that's required to make comparative evaluations has been very, very difficult. There have been a couple of fairly large descriptive studies that have just said, well, okay, well, here are the outcomes in birth centers, and in terms of cesareans, they tend to be considerably lower than the national rate, but we don't know why that is. Birth centers do take care of low-risk women and not just the wide swath of women with various risk factors across the country. So we really don't know how much of the lower C-section rates we've seen in descriptive studies is due to the fact that they take care of lower risk women, and how much of it is due to the setting itself. So the purpose of our study was to try to isolate the effect of setting from other factors known to contribute to cesarean rates. So we wanted to compare cesarean rates among women with similar risk profiles admitted to birth centers versus hospitals at the onset of spontaneous labor. We got our data from the American Association of Birth Centers. The data set was collected from 79 birth centers in 33 states from 2006 to 2011. A descriptive study of some of this data was published in 2013. But while they had collected some data from women who who got prenatal care at the birth center but chose to deliver in the hospital, none of that data had been cleaned, so there was no comparison group for that descriptive study. And we did an intent to treat analysis by admission, site of admission for labor, and stratified our results by parity. Inclusion and exclusion criteria were basically geared towards trying to create two sets of very medically similar groups of women. So these were no twins, no breaches, they were all term over 37 weeks, and importantly they were in spontaneous labor, so we didn't have anybody that needed to be induced or in fact was induced to try to again make these fairly equivalent groups. By the time we applied all the inclusion and exclusion criteria, we wound up with a sample of a little over 13,000 women admitted in labor to birth centers and about 4,648 women admitted to hospitals in labor, all at basically the same risk level. All these women at the time they were admitted to labor were receiving prenatal care in the birth center. But again, some of these birth centers offered women the opportunity to deliver in the hospital if they chose to, and some did not. Unfortunately, we don't have facility level data that would allow us to look at how that's clustered, but that's just a limitation of the study. Our analysis was basically by multivariable logistic regression, controlling for the remaining risk factors, particularly demographics, that were not part of the exclusion criteria. And then we did intent to treat analysis by place of admission for labor. So what we found is that these are just raw percentages by parity. So without any adjusting, we can see that there were significantly, for both Paris and non-Paris women, there was a significantly decreased risk of ending up with a cesarean if they began their labor in a birth center as opposed to beginning their labor in the hospital. And the column, the charcoal column at the end is not part of the comparison group, but just as a frame of reference. In 2013, the cesarean rate for low risk term women having their first baby in the hospital was about 27%. So the bottom line is both Paris and non-Paris women had lower cesarean rates when beginning their labor in birth centers instead of hospitals. The odds of cesarean were reduced by 47% for first-time moms and by 60% for Paris women. and that these differences are not explained by differences in risk and differences in demographics. And this is just another slide that shows that in terms of the odds ratio. The strength of this study is that it's a large multi-state, multi-center U.S. sample. Some European countries and other countries have done a little bit better job producing research on this topic than we have. A lot of this data was validated, had been previously validated, and a report was put out in 2010 regarding that. We also didn't, the intent to treat analysis is very important when we look at cesarean rates using, for instance, birth certificate data. It's not possible to do intent to treat analysis because we don't track where people began their labor. We only track who delivered the baby at the end and where that happened. We did a pretty good job isolating the setting factor from clinical risk and controlled fairly well for major demographics. And it was a very rich data set that allowed us to cross-check a lot of the variables for accuracy. Limitations of the study were that the prenatal care factor varied quite a lot, and we were not able to analyze that in great depth. So some women did all their prenatal care in the birth center. Some women transferred from other providers at various points in the pregnancy. So it's really only the intrapartum labor setting that was being compared. The care providers were not all consistent across all the settings, especially when people transferred to hospitals. Oftentimes, the midwives caring for the woman in the birth center went to the hospital with the woman and, you know, finished out the labor. But other times they were transferred to either other midwives or occasionally, rarely, to doctors. The midwives had different credentials. Some were certified nurse midwives, some were direct entry midwives, some were certified professional midwives. Again, we had the unit of analysis was the individual only. We had no facility level data to work with. And only accredited birth centers were included in this study. So of the 400-ish birth centers functioning in the country right now, only some of those are accredited by the AABC. And certainly we don't believe we've eliminated selection bias. Conclusions, birth center care still even doing a pretty good job controlling for clinical risks and demographic profiles really does seem to be associated with measurable reduction in cesarean rate independent of patient risks. Birth centers are unavailable to the vast majority of women in the United States, and greater availability of birth centers could help, is one of many things that could help reduce unnecessary cesareans. Oh yeah, and there's my disclosure thing. Thanks very much.